Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from the front of Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. Yes, I am a thorn sitting among the roses this morning. I was asking myself, you know, where could I film this morning that my beauty would be matched by my surroundings? And here, this seemed to be the perfect place. This rose garden in front of our church is kind of a distinctive feature of Ascension and well known here in our neighborhood. This past Sunday, on the way into worship, somebody asked me who tends our roses, and I can assure you it's not me. We're fortunate to have Cliff, who takes great care of them, and many of the roses have already bloomed and others are set to bloom soon. We had roses in our yard when I was growing up. I think my mom liked roses, and they were nice to have, except when you're a kid, they've got a lot of thorns on them, and we had them at the end of the yard, just beyond the pool, and we would play volleyball in the pool with kind of those playground balls, those cheap ones they used to get for a buck or 99 cents. They're probably $5 or $6 these days. And I can tell you, they don't fare well when they go flying into the rose bushes. So we'd go through two or three balls on a summer afternoon. Anyway, that's not what I invited you here to talk about, but the roses reminded me of the Luther rose, a distinctive and an identifying mark of the Lutheran denomination around here. A number of our members have stickers of the Luther rose on their cars. We have a stained glass window on the way into our narthex or lobby area with the Luther rose on it, and the importance of that symbol to our tradition and the reminders that it provides for us. So I invite you now to reflect on this image of the Luther rose and hear from Luther himself why he thought this rose was so important as a reminder of the gospel. Luther explains the Luther rose himself in a letter he wrote to Lazarus Spengler, July 8, 1530. He writes, "First, there is a black cross and a heart that remains its natural color. This is to remind me that it is faith in the crucified one that saves us. Anyone who believes from the heart will be justified. It is a black cross which mortifies and causes pain, but it leaves the heart its natural color. It doesn't destroy nature, that is to say, it does not kill us, but keeps us alive. For the just shall live by faith in the crucified one. The heart should stand in the middle of a white rose. This is to show that faith gives joy, comfort, and peace. It puts the believer into a white, joyous rose. Faith does not give peace and joy like the world gives. This is why the rose must be white, not red. White is the color of the spirits and angels. This rose should stand in a sky blue field, symbolizing that a joyful spirit and faith is a beginning of heavenly future joy, which begins now, but is grasped in hope not yet revealed. Around the field of blue is a golden ring to symbolize that blessedness in heaven lasts forever and has no end. Heavenly blessedness is exquisite, beyond all joy, and better than any possessions, just as gold is the most valuable and precious metal." I hope you enjoyed that explanation of Luther's rose. I hope you've enjoyed seeing me sitting here among the rose bushes and are reminded of the good news of God's love. Whether you are reminded of that in the interactions you have with others or through the seeing creation and the beauty of God's creation, I pray that today you might be able to take some time to remember how much God loves you and what a gift it is that He sent His Son to give His life for you, that you might have new life in Him. It's been great spending a part of this Wednesday with you, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Who knows what flower bed I might be sitting in then. Take care.